Because I'm not very talking to you right now, I'm going to tell you a story that has absolutely nothing to do with the next song I'll be playing. It's a true story, and I heard it from a friend, a guitarist I know, who lives in Connecticut, I believe, has a nephew, I do believe. This is going somewhere, I promise. He's about 11, he can't quite communicate with everybody else. He's a very active kid, and so his parents took him to the aquarium in Connecticut, the Mystic Aquarium, I think it's called. And they're having a good time, looking at the fishes, looking at the fishes and the seals and whatever else is in aquariums. And they turn around, and all of a sudden, you know, about to head off to the next tank, and the kid is gone, completely vanished. Okay, you know how mothers are. They always worry about you. So she's like, where's my kid? And Paige, over the loudspeaker, they have somebody say, you know, lost 11-year-old kid, you know, if you find him, please report him to the, you know, found kid desk. And I'm not a very good storyteller, and I'm trying now, A for effort. And so they're looking everywhere for this little kid. Let's call him Stevie, because that sounds like a cool little kid now. Stevie's gone. And so they search everywhere. Finally, they find him, and he is from head to toe soaking wet. Not a good sign in an aquarium. They take him home, they're like, this is not right, something's wrong, you know, take him home. They can't ask him what happened because he can't quite communicate, but so they take him back to his house, he runs upstairs to his bedroom, and locks the bathroom door. They're like, okay, this is definitely wrong. You know, Stevie, you're not allowed to do this. You're not allowed to lock the door. So they pound on the door and they hear the bath water running. They're like, okay, open the door. Open the door. And so he finally opens the door, and there inside the bathtub is a full-grown live penguin. Yes, apparently in the car, in the back seat, soaking wet Stevie had been zipping his backpack, zipping. And, you know, he's an 11-year-old kid. This is normal behavior for 11-year-old kids. Don't know how he got in the tank and got the penguin. But if you find out, let me know, because I'd love a penguin.